Hello and welcome to edition number 27 or episode number 27 of Leaning Right. I hope everybody had a great week or so since our last get together on the airwaves here. And it's Thanksgiving week as we open up the holiday season. But, you know, I was wondering as I was driving to work the other day, what has happened to Thanksgiving? I mean, it's we know it's coming. We know it's a holiday. But it seems to be pushed aside. It used to be Halloween. And then Thanksgiving would usher in the holiday, Christmas holiday season. But no more. It seems that after Halloween, that seems to be the opening of the Christmas season. I've already seen Christmas decorations up on houses. Stores are already stocking shelves with Christmas items and Christmas decorations. And I just found it very, very odd that at this point in time, that Thanksgiving seems to be a secondary holiday. I guess I'm just getting older and the times, they are changing, as Bob Dylan would say. A lot of people wonder, how did the Thanksgiving holiday get its origins? And in the United States, the modern holiday traces its origins to a 1621 celebration at Plymouth in present-day Massachusetts, according to Wikipedia. There's also evidence for an earlier harvest celebration on a continent by Spanish explorers in Florida during 1565, as well as Thanksgiving feasts in the Virginia colony. The initial Thanksgiving observance at Virginia in 1619 was prompted by the colonists and leaders on the anniversary of the settlement. The 1621 Plymouth feast and Thanksgiving was prompted by a good harvest. In later years, the tradition was continued by civil leaders such as Governor Bradford, who planned a Thanksgiving celebration and fast in 1623. While initially the Plymouth colony did not have enough food to feed half of the 102 colonists, the Wampanoag Native Americans helped the pilgrims by providing seeds and teaching them to fish. The practice of holding an annual harvest festival like this did not become a regular affair in New England until the late 1660s. And so we honor the harvest feast and the good things that we have received over the previous year. And that's the way it should be. We should always be thankful for the things that we've received. And in a few minutes, I'm going to be telling you what I am thankful for. But right now, I'm thankful for a short break and a message from some nice folks. So take a listen, and we'll be back after these messages. You can now hear our show while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you. No syncing needed and no memory or storage wasted. Available for your iPhone, Android phone, WebOS phone, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher, smart radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Barack Obama's legacy of failure. High unemployment rates persist after the government bailed out banks, automobile companies, and targeted our healthcare system. Federal employees now earn more than twice as much as those of us employed by the private sector. Obama has crippled Americans with a $14 trillion national debt. Nearly $1 trillion is owed by the U.S. to China alone. And while Obama earns a reputation for incompetence around the globe, our borders here at home remain unsecured as drug traffickers and terrorists seek to exploit our negligence. But now, We the people are fighting back for fiscal responsibility, a return to constitutional principles with greater individual liberty and less government regulation over our lives. We deserve new leadership that serves with honor, integrity, and decency. Join us online at campaigntodefeatobama.com. Our country deserves better. PAC, TeaPartyExpress.org is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is President Willie, and you're listening to Leaning Right with Gary Mack. It's my favorite show on the internet. Just don't tell Hillary. Five one six six one nine six three four one. That is the 24-hour comment hotline. If you'd like to leave a comment or a hotline or be involved with the show, if for any reason, please give us a call. And if you don't want to call, you can email us at leaningrightnow@gmail.com. leaningrightnow@gmail.com. Okay, so we were talking a little bit about Thanksgiving, and of course, this is the time of year where we should be giving thanks for the things that we have, and I'd like to give thanks for family, my wife and daughter, that bring me the most joy and sometimes the most aggravation. But overall, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing, and I can't complain, and I'd like to give thanks for that. I'd also like to give thanks for family and friends. And I'd like to give thanks for technology that allows me to do something like this, to reach people out there. And hopefully I am reaching. I don't know how many I'm reaching. It may be one person that listens. It may be 1,000 people that listen. I don't know. But I'm thankful for each and every listener that's out there. And I think that we all should be thankful that we live in this great country of freedom and liberty. Even though we do talk about how that is slipping away. We're the ones that can change that, though. It's all in our hands. We are the ones that have the opportunity to get this country back and rolling again and doing what we've been so successful at in the past. But it's us to ups. It's up to us to get the right people to do the right thing. But we should be thankful to the veterans and the armed forces that put their lives on the line every day to protect our freedom of speech and everything that we do. I'd like to hear the Occupy Wall Street crowd give a thanks to the veterans, because it's they're fighting and dying for this country over as many years back as you'd like that has allowed those bums to protest. And to destroy public property. And to show their outright hatred for this country. Yet they're allowed to do that thanks to those armed forces, Army, Navy, Marine, Coast Guard, Air Force, that put their lives on the line so that we have that freedom. And we all should give thanks for that. And we should all give thanks for this country that allows us the opportunities that it does. to make ourselves successful. And to provide for our families and keep our style of living comfortable. These are all things that I give thanks for. And we should give thanks to our forefathers who had the foresight to create a document called the Constitution. That guarantees these rights to us. And we should all thank God. For without him, none of this would be possible. And so, that's my little Thanksgiving message. I was going to do a regular episode, but I thought perhaps it just be better to send out a Thanksgiving message to everyone out there, all of my listeners, and to thank you once again for listening in. And we'll be back again soon with another episode of Leaning Right. Until then, have a great holiday season, and we'll talk to you real soon. Until then.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.